Are there any rail fences left around here?
Not that I know of. There may be just scattered out somewhere. There may be some, but I doubt if there's any.
Now, when you were putting up a barbed wire fence, you had to dig holes for the...
post.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, now, have you ever had any fences made of stone or anything?
No.
If you had more than one post, you'd have two.
Post.
Mm-hmm. Your best plates and cups and saucers to support them.
China.
Mm-hmm. If you had an egg made out of that, you'd have a...
China egg.
Yeah, have you ever heard that used for something you would put in a nest?
It was called a nest egg.
Oh, a nest egg. Never heard the term China egg. How would you, say if you wanted to get your hen to lay, how would you go about doing, how do you go about doing that? Do you use a nest egg or what?
We usually leave an egg in the nest. I don't know what the purpose of it, I don't know whether it helps or not. That was just what we always did.
What did you use to carry water in?
Buckets.
Mm-hmm. What was it usually made out of?
Galvanized tin. And there were some wooden buckets in open times.
What about milk? What would you carry milk in?
Milk bucket or milk pail.
Is that shaped differently or made out of something different than, say, a bucket?
Well, it's not necessarily. It may be a regular milk pail. It's a little wider at the top than it is at the bottom. I think there's someone coming.
Okay, we've talked about milk pails, and water buckets, and so forth. Did you have a special kind of container that you took, say, scraps and so forth to the pigs and hogs?
They call that a slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Ever anyone else call it anything different?
Feed bucket.
Feed bucket. Mm-hmm. Okay, what I'm going to ask you about next are just some utensils that you have around. The thing that you fry eggs in.
Fry pan or skillet.
Any other names for that? Say if you had legs on that.
That was called a spider, but that was used back when they cooked on the fireplace.
And so you wouldn't really use that?
No.
What about something big and black that you have out in the yard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Anything else you might call it?
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't think, I know you hear called really the wash pot a kettle, but they had what they call syrup kettles.
I don't know, what was a syrup kettle?
And it was just a big iron flat object that was kind of shallow, but it was like a pot, but it was shallow.
Did they use that in the making of syrup?
They did long years ago, but I did not ever see it used. All I ever seen it used for was they would scald hogs in it when in hog killing time. But it was a syrup kettle, but it must have been a number of years ago that it was used.
The big black thing in the yard was almost always a wash pot around
here. Yes.
And those things, you say something you might put flowers in like that.
A vase.
If you wanted to grow flowers, you would put them in.
Flower pots.
Mm-hmm. And some of the eating utensils you use, you know.
Plates. Cups and saucers, bowls, knives, forks, spoons.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, sometimes. If you'd serve me some steak and my steak was a little tough, you'd give me a
steak knife.
Okay, and what you have to do immediately after you use those utensils when you get through eating is?
Have to clear the table and wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And after you wash them, do you get the soap off of them usually?
Rinse them.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.